Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
55056.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first last name, please?
My first name is Jacqueline or Jackie Babcock.
Okay. Have you placed an order for a product?
You know what? On April 7th, I took a survey, and they sent me to a page where you got something, you know, free, but you had to pay shipping. And so I bought them. I mean, there was one, I think a cream for your face and then something for your eye, and I had to pay one was $7.45, and the other one was, $6.70 for Elvair, whatever that is. I got the cream. I'm allergic to it. It said nothing on that site about continuing a subscription.
Okay.
Nothing.
I don't see an order for you here. This is a
They've already charged $190 on my credit card.
Yes,
I just rejected one, but one for $92 got through from
yes,
this
ma'am.
Number.
I understand what you're saying. This is a call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell various products, but I don't see an account in this system for you. So I do need to probably get some more information from you to see if I can find the account. Now let's go over your some of the information. You gave me the zip code of 55016?
56.
56. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, and what is your first and last name again, Ms. Babcock?
Jacqueline Babcock.
Okay. May I have your mailing address to make sure I have the correct account?
Yep. 40716 Flink Avenue, North Branch, Minnesota, 55056.
Okay. I do see the order of the cream that you were referring to, the Elevair. These are all natural anti-aging creams. You did order them on April 7th, rather. And this was for
what I said.
Yes, ma'am. This was for a 14-day trial based on the order form that I see here.
Well, it never said not one word, and I copied everything and put it in my email. Even the tiniest, I looked at that. All
yes,
over, and there was not one word said about that. And I want that canceled, and I want it off my credit card, please.
Yes, ma'am, but the only thing I can see here is the terms and conditions on the order where you were going to be charged after the 14-day trial ended, and that's what happened.
Well, I don't care what it said because there's nothing on the site. There was nothing on the site. I cut and copied, and there's nothing. Nothing on the site. So I don't know what's being sneaky here, but something's not right. And I want a cancellation number, and I want it canceled, and I want that charge taken off my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at this time, the account, those charges are valid according to the company's
policy. No, they're
policy.
Not because I, you know, no, they're not. You know, I'm asking you nice. I think I have that right as a consumer because there's nothing on it about that. And if you're telling me there is, I'd like to know where it was. There
yes,
is
ma'am.
Nothing. And then that's for the muscle intensity. Then there's another one called Peak Diet. I don't know what these are for.
Now, it's for the Elevair. The manufacturer of the company is, the name is probably different the way the billing is indicated on your account. But those are that's just the manufacturer of the product.
Well, I'm telling you that I want it canceled and I want it, I want it credited. I want a cancellation number, please.
Okay.
And then one sent to my email.
Okay. We won't be able to email a cancellation number, but we will be able to give you the information over the phone. But I'll be right back with you. I need to check with my supervisor to see how we can handle your account.
Okay, because I'll talk to the supervisor too.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Okay, I've spoken with my supervisor. She did, of course, say that, of course, those charges are valid based on her review of your order as well.
Well,
and
somebody better send me out the form that I signed that, and the form that states what was said. What you said, what, 14-day trial? That's baloney. That
yes,
was a
ma'am.
Free gift, and all I had to do was pay shipping, and that's what it was, and... I want credited on my credit card. I have gotten no product in the mail, and I am not paying for something I don't have. And I am not going to pay it, and I am going to cancel it because this is fraud. This is fraud. There should have been something on your site. It's not going to fly.
Yes,
I want my money back, and I want a cancellation number.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the company is simply charging you for
I don't
the product
care what
that
they're
you...
charging me for. It was a free gift for taking a poll. It was
yes,
free.
Ma'am. Well, it was a free trial, a 14-day trial.
No,
they're
it
charging
was
you
absolutely
for the...
free. All I had to do was pay the shipping. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. For the 14-day trial. But that they're charging
there
you now
no
for the product that you received.
No 14-day trial. No 14-day trial.
Yes, ma'am. But
and if
I
that's
wanna...
the kind of crap they're going to do on them polls that they do, I'm going to turn them in. That's fraud. Fraud,
yes,
plain and simple.
So let me tell you what they're charging you for, please. They're charging
yeah,
you for
Yeah, they're
the product.
Charging me for a little jar of stuff and something for the eyes. And the crap don't work, and it breaks your skin out. Yeah, I know exactly what it's worth, and I am not banned for that.
Well, I wanted
That's
to mention
fraud.
To you, yes, you said
That's
you didn't
fraud.
Receive anything. Yes, ma'am. I want to verify that you did receive the product, because I thought
well,
you were
I
saying
did
you didn't.
Well, I did verify
yes,
it, and you know I did, because it should have been, it was, you know I did, because it goes through the mail.
Yes,
you already
ma'am.
Know that. I
yes,
want
ma'am.
My money back, please, and I want a cancellation number.
I
want it, and I don't care. That was a free product, and all I had to do was pay the shipping. You guys are pulling a fraud on me because there was nothing in writing on that site. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
No,
but let
it
me...
was not. There was no terms. It was free. And I paid shipping. You
okay.
show me on that site where it talks about it.
Yes, ma'am. You can go back to the website that you ordered. I heard you say you snapshot or screenshot at each page. So if you
I got
go
it
back.
On, I got it on my I got it on my email. It's
yes,
a receipt
ma'am.
With nothing on it to pay
okay.
shipping.
Well, I certainly can cancel the account for you. But again, those charges are valid. I'm
well,
waiting for
okay,
my.
Okay, I want a cancellation number, but I'm not paying that. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. One moment.
Now I'm going to file charges of fraud.
Okay, so I have the account canceled, so the company will not be able to charge you any further. The cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 12076.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. C12076.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call Discover back.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's fraud, and you guys are pulling a sneaky one, and it ain't going to fly because I'm
yes,
not
ma'am.
Paying it.
Well, we are only following the company's protocol. This is a call center for the company
that you... I don't care what the company said. The company's
yes,
fraud. They didn't put nothing on their site. And it wasn't a site. It was a poll. All you had to do was pay the doggone shipping, and that's all it was.
Yes, ma'am.
You got between five or six things. And I thought, well, I'll try that. You know, I mean, this is fraud. This is fraud.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I understand what you're saying. Well, I understand what you're saying, but if you can just listen to what I have to say for a moment, maybe we can come to some resolution. My supervisor did say that she could offer you $32.52 back as a good faith effort because you get a chance to keep the company's product. The full price for their product is $92.90, but they will refund you $32.52.
I don't want nothing no more. I want my money back. And
yes,
I'm going to file charges about it because it's not right. It wasn't on no site. It was
yes,
a
ma'am.
Free gift for taking a stupid poll.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. Of course, we can't see all that. We only see the order because we're at a call center
here
for the company.
Oh, I understand that. I do
yes,
understand
ma'am.
That. What I'm not understanding is how you keep saying it was a 14-day trial period. There was nothing. And I read everything.
Yes,
everything. Because even
yes,
the
ma'am.
Little tiny prints, there was nothing on that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, she still sees that I'm on the phone with you, so she did say she can increase the refund to $46.45. That's half of your money, and the company will get half for the product that you receive.
For that? How can you do that to me? Because
well, we're not doing anything
it
to you personally,
it was a free
ma'am.
Gift. It was supposed to be a free gift, and I paid shipping.
Yes, ma'am.
Where
I understand.
Where on that site did it say that? Where
in
did
the
it
terms
say
and
that?
Conditions. In the terms and conditions. Did you
no,
click on the terms
no
and conditions?
No, there was no terms and no conditions. You can talk about that, and it wasn't there. It
yes,
just
ma'am.
Wasn't there.
Yes, ma'am. Now, she's saying...
The doggone email I got... The email is order confirmation, okay, and you tell me on that order confirmation where it states that. Where
ma'am,
is it
I'm,
stated? It don't even have a name where I got it from.
Yes,
I
don't
thought
see
it was from
any
a
of that.
Poll.
I don't see any of that either. I only see your order and how you place the order. It was for a 14-day trial, like I mentioned, but my supervisor says she can increase your refund to $69.68, and you will only be paying $23 for the product. Is that feasible for you to refund $69.68?
I'm not going to pay $69.68.
No, ma'am, we would refund you $69.68.
Raise it up to 75, and you got a deal.
No, ma'am. She offers 75% refund, and that's $69.68. So you would just be paying $23 for the
now how am I? Now, how am I going to know that this was offered to me? Send it to me an email. I got to have proof. I'm at a point. I've got to have proof. This will
yes,
never
ma'am.
Happen to me again.
Yes, ma'am. You will get an email generated at your email address. So we have your email address here of caprice19@aol.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Just takes me a few minutes to get that processed. I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay, so the email has been sent out to you. You may see it in your inbox shortly, but it will post to your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
And then my confirmation number, and your name is who?
My name is Zandra.
How do you spell that, please?
Z as in zebra,
okay.
A-N-D-R-A.
Okay. I really like that name.
Thank you.
Okay, Zandra, okay. And what's your manager's name, your supervisor?
It's several different supervisors, ma'am. So I've already notated the account, so they will refer to this order and my notes on the account regarding this order.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but thanks
all
for calling
right,
customer support.
I just want to check the email just to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, where does it say that? Okay. You were refunding the amount of $69.68. Okay.
Okay.
And then I got the cancellation number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's my cancellation number. Okay. Then no more or nothing, right?
Right. No more charges.
No
the accounts
more
are closed.
Okay.
Unless you place another order. Just be
no,
careful
I've
and read the terms and conditions.
Another poll. No more polls for me. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Have a good evening.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.